This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
You're listening to a Joycast from GLBTIQ community radio station, Joy 94.9.
So you're on Joy 94.9. This is Katie's Cut Lunch. Today, I've decided to ask the Jedward fans and the Adam Lambert fans to show their love for Joy, because we play their artist's music when not a lot of Australian stations do, which I think is stupid because I love both the artists. And right now on the phone, I have Fiona, who is a huge Jedward fan. And am I right in saying you run the Jedward Australian Fan Club, Fiona?
Hi, Katie. Well, I do have a website called Jedward Australia, but there's a lot of fans that contribute to it, so we kind of share the promotion and the love of Jedward.
Excellent, excellent. It's a great thing being a passionate fan, isn't it?
Absolutely. It's very, very passionate fans here in Australia.
Yes, and you make a lot of friends, and you just get to do something you love.
Absolutely, it's so true. And then we're kind of all connected to fans all across the world by Twitter and everything like that. So we're just one big Jed family, really.
Yeah, I am, being a huge Adam Lambert fan as I am, I know exactly what you're talking about. Now tell us, Fiona, how did you first come to fall in love with Jedward?
Well, I was actually overseas at the time on a holiday. I think it was about 2011 in June. And I was just sitting in the hotel room, turned on the TV, and saw these two twins bopping away to lipstick.
Uh-huh.
I was so intrigued and captivated, not only by their song, but by their image and everything.
Yeah.
That as soon as I got home, I spent several days catching up on Jedward, who are they, you know, etc.
Yep.
Because they obviously appeared in 2009 on the UK X Factor.
Yeah, I was going to say, can you just give a quick history for anyone listening who doesn't know who Jedward is?
Okay, well, so first of all, they appeared in 2009 on the UK X Factor.
Right.
And I think they kind of made it into the finals, and it was quite unfortunate. They were heavily criticised and booed and everything like that.
Really?
They didn't take them seriously, which is, I have no idea why.
I might be the hair.
It could be. You know, those guys are so positive and so focused on their dream and so inspiring.
Yes.
They didn't let it affect them.
Right.
And look at them now.
Yes.
Still going in 2013 with their current album, Young Love.
Yep.
Which is available on iTunes.
Oh, well done.
Go and download the album now. It's called Young Love.
Yep.
Amazing album. A very well-polished album.
Hey, how old are John and Edward?
Pardon?
How old are they?
21.
Oh, my gosh, they're so young.
They're still little babies.
Yes.
So they've got a huge journey ahead of them, and I'm sure they'll succeed in anything they put their minds to.
Yep. And they were recently in Australia, am I right?
They were. I was very fortunate to actually travel up to Sydney. They unfortunately had to reschedule a few things and weren't able to make it down to Melbourne.
Ah, that would explain why we didn't see them here at Joy. I'm sure they would have come in.
I'm sure they would have. I said, well, they tweeted you guys last week.
Yes, they did.
That's right. So I'm hoping next time they come, which we're hoping very, very soon, that they'll actually be able to come to Melbourne.
Cool.
So, yeah, no, up in Sydney, and they are the most kindest. They're just so incredibly kind to their fans and so good to their fans.
Yeah.
Make sure everybody gets a hug, a photo. You know, they're just
sweet
people.
Sweet. All right. Now, what do you think about what I'm doing here at Joy this afternoon? We are showing our support. Well, mm-hmm. because Joy plays Jedward, we play Adam Lambert, mm-hmm. I decided to ask the fans to support us.
Yeah. I think that's wonderful, and I know Joy have been playing Jedward since Lipstick.
Yep.
And I think it's a great idea, you know, because I think, it's great that this community radio station out there is willing to play these kinds of music because the fans want it played.
Yeah, and it's not being played on commercial radio, am I right?
Yeah, well, some stations are starting to pick it up now, which is
good.
Great.
That's
so
fantastic.
You know, more Jed love out in the world.
Yeah.
But, I mean, you know, we really want to thank Joy because they were basically one of the first stations in Australia to actually come on board and start playing Jedward.
Cool.
So that's been absolutely wonderful, the support that you've given the twins.
Oh, well, it's our pleasure. future because we love their music here.
Yes.
And we are asking people to sign up or renew as a member or donate money today. And I've asked the fans to get on board. Tell us that whether they're either a Jedhead, a Jedwood fan, or a Glambert, a Lambert fan. And whichever group of fans gives us the most money, basically, we'll get a 1 hour special here on Joy. Now, Fiona, you have just made a huge donation to Joy, $600. Thank you so much.
I think it's all for the love of Jedwood.
That is so lovely.
Supporting Joy as well for playing Jedwood.
Oh, well, thank you so much. And thank you for talking to me today. I'll announce at the end of the show which fans have been the most supportive of Joy.
That's fantastic. Can I just say one thing before I go?
Absolutely. Say whatever you like.
Can I just say for people out there or your listeners and stuff like that, to please subscribe to Planet Jedwood, which is their Twitter account.
Okay.
And also they have a YouTube account, so subscribe to Jedwood TV.
Cool.
And the last plug is their Instagram, which is JepicPix. Yeah, that would be amazing. And also go download the album Young Love from iTunes.
Yeah, and if you have never seen Jedwood before, go and check them out on YouTube. They are a sight to behold.
Absolutely.
They're so much fun and their songs are terrific. I'm going to play one of them now, Fiona.
Oh, fantastic. Thank you.
Stay tuned for the rest of my show. Up till 4 o'clock, I'll be playing a bit of Jedwood, a bit of Adam Lambert, along with lots of other great music. And thank you for supporting Joy. Thank you so much for your donation.
Thank you. I'll be listening all day.
Okay. Here is Jedwood with Happens in the Dark. That was Fiona, a huge Australian Melbourne Jedwood fan.
Thanks for listening to a Joycast from Joy 94.9.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.